This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Michael Brannon. Local businesses are the lifeblood of everything that we do. It's how we work, it's how we interact, and it is how we create opportunities to be successful. This is season three, and our business in our backyard today is Donahue Physical Therapy. Joining me in studio is Ben Donahue. Ben, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's a great opportunity to be here and just talk about our business and what we're doing.
Well, we're really excited that you're here. First of all, tell us about who you are, where you came from, and how you started Donahue Physical Therapy.
Well, I'm Ben Donahue, originally from Childersburg, Alabama, a few miles down the road. We've been running Donahue Physical now. This will be our 10th year. We just got started in the business just to do it the right way. You know, we just wanted to treat people the way we feel they needed to be treated. And just a lot of years in the industry of physical therapy, and I just felt like the people in this area needed another option to just get the personalized care that they need.
What separates yourself away from your competition? I mean, there's different people in town. You go to Birmingham, you go to Alexander City, but in the Coosa River Valley region, you've kind of set yourself apart. Why is that, and how?
Well, I think it's our atmosphere. When you come into Donahue Physical Therapy, you walk in the door, you're going to be greeted like part of the family. I know that's cliche, but when you walk in, we're going to shake your hand and talk to you, and we're going to personalize your care so that whatever problem you have, it's going to be treated for Michael. You're not going to get Ben's plan or Dan's plan. You're going to get what Michael needs. And so I think personalizing that treatment and that care, people have really responded to, and that's what you want. You're paying for a product, and we're going to give you that personal experience.
What would you say is the best way that you lead? How do you lead?
You know, I've been asked this question before in the past, and I relate it back to sports. And so I'm kind of a player's coach. So I'm not a barking orders, hierarchy type of leader. I want you to do what you do best. And so I think my leading style is just bringing out those qualities in each of our employees and letting them do what they do best and do it well.
What would you say the most challenging aspect of your business is?
I think the most challenging as far as business side is insurance. You know, obviously that's the most challenging part is getting insurances to, in these day and time, they want to pay less. We want them to pay more. Dealing with insurances day in and day out is probably the most challenging for me as a business owner. But as far as our clients is, I guess the most challenging part would be just educating the people. You know, you guys got to have that education component.
You and I were just talking just a few minutes ago about the fact that it is your marketing strategy, at least with us, is educating people on why physical therapy is important, why you may need it, and why you would be the number one choice for them to turn to. Why is it important for people to understand the basic knowledge of physical therapy before they actually enter into it, even if their doctor is recommending it?
Yeah, well, if you've never had physical therapy before, if you never experienced it, you need to have that. Even just in the back of your mind, that education that, hey, there's something out there that's another option besides taking a pill or having surgery. And a lot of times those are the first two things that you're going to look. When you have pain, you go to the doctor, well, let's give you some medicine. Let's, get you set up with a specialist, an orthopedic, or somebody that may need to have surgery. And so we want to be that middle person in between there. So we have to educate those people about, saying, hey, doc, what about physical therapy?
When you first started in physical therapy, what was something that was more challenging than what you expected, that you first realized you were like, whoa, what did I just get myself into, and that you've learned to overcome from over the last 10 years that you've had Donahue Physical Therapy?
That's a great question, and I don't think I have an answer.
That's fine.
Yeah. Because it's something that I wanted to do early on, mm-hmm. So I don't really think there were any surprises. Being a people person, just talking with people, making them feel relaxed, being able to motivate people, is just something I've always had a passion for. So I don't think there were any surprises.
What is one tool that you always carry in your toolbox, no matter what project you're working on, when it comes to management, when it comes to physical therapy, when it comes to interacting with the public? What personifies Ben Donahue when it comes to life?
I think it's relationships. You got to have relationships in anything that you do. You're running a business, you're running your personal life, you're out in the community. It's all about building relationships. I try to tell that to all my family members, to my employees. We're not just here, you know, bending knees and raising arms and massaging backs. We're building relationships, and I think that's what people want.
We're going to have more with Ben Donahue here coming up in a few minutes on the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Ben, thank you so much for being with us. More with Ben Donahue coming up in just a moment. Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations: Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back into Business in Our Backyard podcast. We're talking with Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. Ben, we were talking just a moment ago about relationships. They're really important to people. How do you, I know you and I have been working together for 7 years. I've been here for 7 years. You and I have had a really good rapport, a good relationship with each other. What do you think? Part of that, I think, is also trust, maybe, right? You build trust in somebody. But at the core of that, what do you do to make sure that continues to be manifested in working with each other when you see each other in public? And you see what I'm saying?
Let's go simple.
Okay.
So I like to start with the basics, like fundamentals, being simple. The first thing is learning people's names. I think that's a key to building relationships. Yeah. When you come in, I say, "Hey, Michael, how you doing?"
Right.
When each patient comes into the clinic, I say, "Hey, Mr. Bobby. Hey, Mr. Jones. Hey," you call them by name. You know their names. I don't need to go look at the schedule or look at your chart. You know, when you walk in the door, I know who you are. And I think people respond to that. And when I walk in the door, I want people to know, "Hey, Ben, how are you doing?" I want them to know me. And so to me, that's the foundation of building a relationship.
It makes perfect sense. It's something that is personal to somebody, and it's relational. I totally get that. When did you first have that "I got it" idea that you said, "Okay, this is going to help my business succeed"? Somewhere along the lines, you said, "You know what? Oh my gosh, I've got to do this one thing that I think is going to make us like really go on the map."
You know, we just got to go back to the relationships again.
Yeah.
I got to have the right people, you know. And when I first started, I hired a therapist just through relationships, other people, and I found that therapist, and that therapist, you know, didn't stick. And so I went out and found Dan. I didn't have to find Dan Schabel. I knew Dan Schabel from our past relationships and our kids playing ball together and everything. And so it's finding the right people. And when I found, or when I got Dan to come on board and I had all the people around me to have a great team, then that's the aha moment. We couldn't fail.
What do you wish? And I have to mention here that he's a multiple-time Best in the Coosa Valley Award winner for Best Physical Therapist.
That's right.
So congratulations to him. And yourself as a clinic, Best in the Coosa Valley winner in years past. What would you say to your younger self if you had to reflect here on the last 10 years of being Donahue Physical Therapy and 25 years, I think you said earlier,
right,
as just being in the business? What would you say to your younger self based on the experience that you've had now that you wish you would have known?
Start your own business sooner. You know, work for yourself sooner. Don't, you know, earlier in my career, I thought that was something that was maybe unattainable or it just wasn't the right time. Yeah. but it's not as hard as I thought it was.
Why do you say that? What perks come along with that, I guess? I mean,
just making your own schedule, being your own boss, doing it the way you think it needs to be done, the right way, you know, and just treating the people the way they need to be treated. There's a lot of fulfillment just in doing that, you know, and being a successful business owner. I didn't think that was something I was going to be able to do. And if I would have known that, I would have had my experiences, you know, 20 years ago, it wouldn't have took me 15 years to start a business. But that's probably the biggest thing that I would have done. I would have done it a little earlier.
Do you think that there's like a level of intimidation there that many people who want, they think they might want to work for themselves and start their own business, it's just a hump that they need to get over?
Yeah, that's a big deal, right? And you got responsibility. You're paying employees. You're their lifeline. That business, the success of the business is the success of their life and their families. So it is a big responsibility, but it's just something I always thought was just so unattainable, but it's not. It's really not. If you want to do it, go do it.
I think I know the answer to this next question without even asking it, but I'm going to see if I'm right here. How do you motivate your team?
Our team is motivated just by letting them do what they want to do. You know, we motivate by letting people do what they do best. You know, will you feel comfortable doing Michael when you're going out there and you're doing your thing the way it makes Michael feel good? And so I don't micromanage, and I'm not going to stand over my people. They know what to do, and they feel empowered to lead and do it their way. And I think that motivates most of all of our employees.
I was going to say, it was along the same lines. My thought on that was because you like to help people. They're motivated to help people that come in that need the help, and they have the right tools to be able to do it. And you're letting them do that. So that makes perfect sense. If you were sitting next to a leading physical therapist in your field, like somebody that's like on a national level, that's had all these accolades I forgive my intelligence on the physical therapy field. But I can equate this to, you know, broadcasting. If I saw somebody, you know, that was a national or worldwide public figure, you know, what would you ask them about their business? What would you ask them about challenges along the way that they've encountered, about maybe owning their own business and how they work with you know, their clients and patients?
Yeah, to me, with anybody that is in our field or that I come across and run into, and I run across those people a lot throughout the months and years, and it's time management. How do you manage your time? And I want to know that, you know. So if I know somebody that's successful and I know that they're doing things the right way, then how do they manage that? How do they manage that time? You know, what amount of time do they spend on business? What amount of time do they spend treating patients? What amount of time do they give to their families? So it's always interesting to see how successful people manage their time.
It's so funny that you say that, because I can recall making this appointment for this recording, and you pulled out your book, your appointment book.
That's right.
And it's filled with, it's a great problem to have, but it is filled with people, and you're like looking for places. So, I mean, I get it. I mean, I think the old saying is, you know, if you want something done, give it to somebody who's busy.
That's right.
It's understandably so that, you know, organized, successful people are making sure that they have their time management with how they work their life. And that doesn't just go for work. That goes for life in general.
Yeah,
for your family time, for everything that comes outside of work as well. Who would you say is your mentor or maybe greatest influence that you've had over the course of time, maybe that helped start you in this business or even in life in general?
I think my grandfather would probably fall into that mold. Just at a young age, he was a relationship guy. So that probably is part of it. Is professionally, You know, there are so many. A lot of the therapists that I've worked with over the past 20 years, I've gotten a little piece from all of them. Coaches I've played for in high school and college, all those guys instilled work ethic. And, you know, a famous phrase that I got from a coach is, successful people don't sleep. You know, so if you're going to be successful, guess what? You're going to lose some sleep. So, those kind of things just stick with you. But there's good and bad from each of those relationships. Sure. You try to take a piece of that good from everybody along the way, family, coaches, other therapists, friends, everybody, you.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you. I get it. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. What, as we wrap up here, the opportunities for growth, opportunities for employment even, what can people experience at Donahue Physical Therapy? Are you hiring? Are you looking to expand?
We're always looking. Right now, I'm in the place where I can hire a therapist, and we're actively looking to expand that role. It's got to be the right fit. You know, and so, yeah, we're always looking for that kind of stuff. So front office or office people. So, you know, anybody out there that are needs a job, we, you know, feel free to bring resumes by or make contacts or give us a call or shoot us an email.
And lastly, how can people get in touch with you and with the clinic?
Yeah, so obviously you can get in. You can look us up on Google. We have a Google account. We are on Facebook. We have Instagram, Twitter. So those things, you can message us through those realms. Always can find an email address from us on our Google account. Call the office. We have all those avenues to get in touch with us.
Outstanding. Ben Donahue, Donahue Physical Therapy, thank you so much for being on today's episode. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That does it for this week's episode of Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our area. Be sure to share this show with your friends and also give us a 5-star rating. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I'm Michael Brannon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannon serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.